Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to talk to the manager of the Boston Red Sox. Alex Cora is brought to you by Arbella Insurance. Alex, thanks for joining us. I want to start with this because I know what's going on down in Fort Myers, and I want to get into Hurricane Ian, but I want to start with Fiona. I know that hit Puerto Rico last week. How's everything? What's the latest down there?
We're doing okay. I mean, just like in the Dominican, now is when we're starting to learn what we need. You know, in our case, you know, we got power back 3 days ago. There's water comes on and off. So it's interesting. The kids, they're having a blast with it. I can laugh now, but it's not, you know, like, last night they had baseball practice, boom. Mm-hmm. And there's no water at the house, so they have to do it with the water bottles. They have to shower with that. But the way Angelica is doing it is kind of like to trick him into this. So she fakes an interview after practice, you know. She's at the house. Oh, hey, Xander, how was your day? Yeah. You hit today? Yes, I did. Hey, Xander, how was your day? Yeah, blah, 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 blah. And then, as you know, on Nesson, after the interview, they – dump water them, so it's like, what, right there, and got them. Like, they love it. So,
oh my God, now here's some soap. I've never seen them do this.
But all joking aside, actually today we can start a campaign here to, you know,
hurricane relief
for the Dominican and Puerto Rico. As you guys know, this organization is you know, the best at this. So we're gonna start today here in Fenway. Whatever we can do to help my countrymen, and obviously
asking the fans.
Yeah, the fans. So they're gonna send the information probably later on today. So, you know, as always, you know, asking for help and whatever you guys can do, you know, is gonna be welcome.
So I want to follow up on that with Hurricane Ian right now. It's currently hitting Fort Myers, and that's you guys have. I mean, obviously Fenway South. You have staff. You have, I don't know if you have players, minor leaguers. You have a lot of people down there. What are you hearing? What's going on down there?
Yeah, Chris is down there. Chris Hell is there. Yeah. Mani, his family, our bullpen coach. He's down there. Their staff. We were planning on having instructional league next week. I don't know what the plan is for that. But just watching the news and all that looks horrendous, right? So
keeping sales safe. Like, he's not out like on a boat or anything, or riding bikes.
So. I don't believe so. So. But it's a big one. It reminds me a lot of Maria. You know, it just got to land and it got bigger, which is hard to understand, right? And it's getting stronger. And texted with Cash yesterday and Snyder. You know, it seems like it's going to Tampa too. There's a lot of stuff going on now, baseball-wise, down there. Like, they have to make adjustments, but I think that's not the most important thing. It's about the lives of people, and just be safe, stay inside, and let's see what we can do afterward.
So Sunday, I think it was you guys mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
Saturday.
Was it Saturday? It was Saturday. Yeah. How does that change the way you manage the next, whatever, 10 days or so?
A little bit. I make sure we have the bullpen, you know, where we want to be. I don't want to burn guys just to burn guys. We still have to play these guys who are 3.5 games back, right, from Seattle. We got Toronto, who's fighting for home field advantage against the Rays, and then we get the Rays. So more rest to certain guys, and the bullpen, we're going to use it, but not as aggressive. You know, we need these guys that we got here, Kelly, Ort, Bazzardo, to step up and make a statement, right? And we've been inconsistent in that end. They threw the ball well against the Yankees. We haven't thrown the ball well against Baltimore, but it's more about that. It's a weird feeling. I haven't clean the office this early.
Yeah.
You know, 19, yeah, we were out of it, but, you know, so many playoff spot. It's disappointing. You know, that's the way I see it. And you look at our talent and you look at our team and just playing the Yankees and playing these guys, it's like, yeah, like we should belong in this conversation, mm-hmm. but we don't, you know. We have to make adjustments, and it's a very disappointing season.
So it sounds like you've maybe started just a little bit of reflection on the season. Can you pinpoint, does anything jump out at you as maybe a glaring issue that you guys saw throughout the season?
I think we were inconsistent in every aspect of the game. Early on, we pitched pretty well. We didn't hit. Then we got hot. I think we got put everything together. I'm a big believer when you go through your hot streak, it's not to catch up. It's to, you know, catch up to 500. You have to go over 500. And when we got hot, I think it was, what, 22 out of 30 or something like that?
Crazy month.
We got over, it's 10 over 500. It's not the 15. If you get to 15 over 500, I always talk about it. How quick can you get there? Then you know where you're at. And I think that trip to Toronto put us in a bad spot. If you look at the pitching staff, yeah, I mean, we didn't pitch well, but we got very young at one point. I still remember those 2 weeks against Tampa and the Yankees. We pitched rookies against really good teams, and then Trevor got hurt in Tampa, and the defense wasn't great. So
Devers, too.
Rafi banged up. Ref Nider got banged up, too. And I think as far as, like, our backups or our guys that could step up, you know, for these guys that got hurt, Ref Nider gets hurt. Arroyo got hurt. Kike got hurt. So as far as position players, too, we were short. 19 one-run losses in the division. It used to be, like, if you lose in this division, it was by two, right? It was the Yankees and somebody else. Now you lose a game in this division, it's by four because everybody's that good. Everybody was playing well. And then when we got hot or we started playing good baseball, I think we won 8 out of 10, and we lost ground to whoever was in the third spot of the wild card. So overall, if you're going to put it in one word, inconsistent. That's the word.
So when you start looking ahead next year, like you said, you're watching these guys the last month. Are you comfortable if it was, say, like McGuire and Wong as a combo, lefty-righty? I think they both look defensively. They call games. Defensively, they look solid. And offensively, I mean, I don't think McGuire's going to hit 350. But if it was those two next year, would you be comfortable with that?
As I said right now, yes. I do believe Connor is better offensively, too. You know, he showed patience at the plate. He can control the strike zone. And, you know, have you noticed the last 2 weeks, all of a sudden the offense – kind of like switch to this very patient approach, taking pitches. I think, you know, Tommy Pham 45 pitches yesterday, you know, and you don't see that very often. We're taking our walks. So, you know, it's Wong and Casas, Tommy, you know, they brought that patient element that we needed throughout the season. At one point we were very aggressive, and just watching Connor do his thing behind the plate too, it gives you hope that, you know what, these two guys – If that's the route we're going to take, we should be okay.
And I know he's still young. He's a rookie. Tristan Casas doesn't have many, you know, at-bats. And you said you love the way he controlled the zone. But I'm guessing this last week is important, not just for him, you know, just to let him know. I mean, he's breaking. I don't know, 387, 7 walks, 3 bombs. Like, now he's putting it together. Now he's getting the results. Now he's putting the ball in play, hitting home runs. So rather than going to the offseason like, hey, you control the zone, now he's actually showing what he can do.
Yeah, I think that's not going to change who he is. This guy, he's very structured in his preparation, and he understands. And when you dominate the zone the way he does, good things are going to happen. Same thing with, like, Rutschman. Same way. Early in the season, he wasn't getting hits, but he was controlling the zone, and now you see him. You know, he's kind of like the key for them to where they're at. And, you know, driving the ball to left center is very important. 2-0 homers to the opposite side, you don't do that too often. Not too many guys do that, and he did it twice already. So, and the other thing, defensively,
he's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he moves. He's a big body boy.
But you got to see him. You got to see him. His pregame routine is very structured. He's on point, and you know he's going to be a good one. He's a big target, great reach. That play yesterday, Kike made an outstanding play to his right, and he just stretched and got out there. So. We're very pleased with the way he goes about his business and the way he's playing.
So we're talking to Alex Cora. And Alex, speaking of structure and guys that, you know, really, you know, plan, and feel like we're going to end the year how we started the year talking about structure. But JD Martinez, is it fair just to just directly ask you, like, what happened with him this year? Like, why so many struggles? I listened to him talk, and he's hitting well. He's like, I tinkered a couple things. I made this change. And especially in the second half of the season, just felt like he couldn't, I guess, be consistent.
Yeah, I do believe he was having a great season early on. And
yeah.
He wasn't hitting homers. And the talk in town was like, he's not hitting home runs. I'm like, well, he's hitting doubles, and he's hitting ball
3-4,
hard,
whatever.
Hard, right? Hard to right center. Yesterday was kind of like he showed some flashes of what he did a few months ago. One of the things that we keep talking about it, and we've seen it except these last 2 days, the ball didn't carry that well here at Fenway, especially to right center, and that's where he lives. You know, JD is a guy that stays inside the ball. He drives the ball that way, and it didn't go. So probably he changed a few things. You can see him fighting through velocity throughout the year. He was a little banged up too. But when you go to the numbers, the real numbers, yeah, he struggled. I think with men in scoring position especially, that's the one that yesterday there was a stat on the scoreboard. He hit 330 with men in scoring position last year. This year he's hitting 220. And the numbers you see 270, but expected slug, expected average is actually really good. So this is the way the industry sees players, right? Projections. So for how quote unquote bad he's been, he hasn't been that bad. I think, you know, just a few things that he tried to do put him in a bad spot and some bad luck too.
So just forgive my ignorance, because when you mentioned battling through velocity, is that he can't catch up to
not catching up with
is that a sign of just wear and tear, old age?
No, I think can be a combination of a lot of things, being banged up one of them, you know, and he knows he has to change his routine. Mm-hmm. That's one of the most important things. You know, he's not 30, he's 35, but I guarantee you he's going to put work in the offseason, and whatever he ends up, he's going to be okay.
So, again, you said that tonight they're about to announce something where you guys can help out.
Yeah.
The efforts,
going
to Dominican?
It's
going to
come out, yeah.
All right, we'll look for that. We'll let you know out there. Listen, we appreciate you coming by. Always a good time.
That's
always
it, right?
See you.
Next week.
One more time?
Is it one more time? I don't even know. It's a day game next week, the final game of the year. We're not talking to you next Wednesday. We'll figure it out.
We always do.
We'll figure it out.
We always do.
He's brought to you by Shaw's, the official supermarket of the Boston Red Sox network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.